you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear?
Excuse me, sir. Aren't you that guy from TV? You know, the one who walks all over the world testing his cell phone coverage?
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Can you hear me now? Good.
So, what are you doing?
I'm just checking to make sure that God can still hear my prayers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how's it going?
Perfect so far. Not a single dead spot.
You know, there's a reason for that, and we'll hear more about it on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
I was talking with a friend one day who was going through a particularly hard circumstance in his life. To be honest with you, his problems were because of bad decisions that he had made. In fact, sins that he had committed. He said to me, "You know, I know that I've made my own bed and I need to lie in it, but I'm going through hell right now and I really wish that I could sense God's presence. Where is God right now? I really need him, but it feels like when I pray that my prayers just fall right back down from the ceiling on my head." Well, I was able to share a passage of scripture with him that I hope will be an encouragement to you. It's from Psalm 139, verse 8. The psalmist said this, "If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, even there you are." The scripture says that even when we've made our own bed and we're going through living hell, God is with us and will deliver us if we'll just place our complete faith and trust in him.
If you feel like tough, painful circumstances are robbing you of your relationship with God, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a free copy of Steve McVeigh's fact sheet, Restoring the Joy. That's 1-800-472-2311. Or you can find us online by logging on at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.